really give invitations very much anymore. When I was growing up, they gave them all the time. And so I think that kind of a rebound. That's why churches don't do it so much. But I've heard Brother Bill, Brother Brent, Brother Stephen, and Brother Lindell speak frequently that if you don't know who Jesus is and you want to get to know him, if you have questions, talk to one of them. They'll be more than happy to sit down with you and tell you about him and lead you to him. Because if you don't know Jesus, if you've heard about him, if you've read about him, consider this your invitation. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. Why don't you let him come in? Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. If you'll take one step towards the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide. Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, won't you let him come in? Sing it with me. Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, won't you let him come in? John writes in the Revelation, Chapter 3, verse 20, that Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me." So, if you don't know him, I invite you to. Like Bill said just a bit ago, it's the best decision and the most important decision in your entire life. Amen. Thank you.